Chris, welcome home. It must be quite nice coming home and having time to spend with the family, because you had a very brief time coming home for the birth of another baby.
Yeah, it's a bit hectic. I used to think heading away to do my events was the busy time, but actually the busy time's when I come home. At least I get some sleep when I'm away on an event. So yeah, it's a busy time. I think when you have children and they're at a young age, you think you're the only person in the world with children. It's like any person with a family will know, but yeah, it's fantastic, and it's just a nice part of my life at the moment. And for sure, with being busy with the rally, and it makes it tough on my wife, but yeah, that's the job we're in, and I'm enjoying it at the moment.
Well, talking about the year, the one thing that I got from you every time towards the end of the season, the look of disappointment on your face, but even though the times were coming in and you were the only one, certainly the only one, and you in particular, putting up to the Volkswagen drivers, how did you feel at the end of the season?
I felt good. The last four or five rallies were really good for me. A strong set of results, and for me in particular, my final result of the year in Wales Rally GB was personally my strongest performance in the World Championship ever. Even though we won the event in Argentina early in the season, to get the second place in Wales and finish so close to Ogier, who's been a dominant force over the last 3 years, I felt comfortable at that speed, and yeah, over the course of 3 days to finish 20-25 seconds behind was strong. So yeah, we achieved a target. Citroën set me the target at the beginning of the year to possibly win a rally and to finish second in the Manufacturers' Championship, and we ticked both boxes, so it's job done in that respect. I know in places it could have been better, because we did trip up on a few occasions, but all in all, I have to be happy, and you know, hopefully we can try and secure something for next year.
Well, that's it. Next year is, everybody is asking, Citroën are going, no, it's not us. I know they've been talking to you about maybe staying on to do testing, and I'm sure there are a lot of other manufacturers are talking as well. Anything on paper, anything concrete, any discussions you can tell us about?
Yeah, for sure there's discussions, but certainly nothing concrete at the moment. Yeah, Citroën announced that, it's a bit of a double-edged announcement. They announced that they're pulling out of the World Championship in 2016 as an official manufacturer. They still will be there to do some rallies, but they've done that in order to really concentrate and put their full effort to design a new car for 2017, because the World Championship will see new regulations coming. So that could be very exciting for the future. But at the same time, there's other manufacturers coming in 2017. The biggest car manufacturer in the world, Toyota, will appear. So yeah, that's... for me, I'm in discussions at the moment with various people, and you know, hopefully before Christmas we'll be able to put some things to bed.
Because it is quite a hiatus for your career as well, because you don't want to be away from the World Rally stage, but you still...